The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Join us on the line right now, the anchor of Special Report on Fox News, our good friend Brett Baer. Good morning to you, Brett.
Good morning.
Listen to this.
We do not pay ransom for hostages.
That's what the president said yesterday. However, on the Fox Business Channel and on Fox News, I detect that some people are having a little trouble taking the facts and matching them up with what the president has said.
Yes. I think a couple of interviews have lent some more to that, and one of them was one of the hostages, Abedini, who was on the plane getting ready to take off from Tehran to Geneva, and they were delayed several hours, he said. And when he asked why they weren't taking off, he was told that they were waiting for another plane to land before that plane could take off. And when pressed about the timing of the planes at the State Department, they said they didn't have an answer for that and they would have to take that question.
Yeah, you know, within minutes of this story starting to come out of the Wall Street Journal earlier this week, the first thing I said was, what matters here is the order that the planes left the airport. I mean, did the hostages or the prisoners leave after the plane with the money arrived? If that is, then you have to look at that and say, well, the Iranians at least looked at this as quid pro quo.
Yeah, and they reported it as such in their media. They talked about it as such. The generals have said it. You know, the administration says that that's all talking for domestic consumption. But the bottom line is it looks really bad, and it sends a signal around the globe, and even to Iran, which, by the way, has captured two other Americans that are currently held hostage.
Yes.
Inside Iran.
And Brett, it seems the media, if they have an interest in this, and my gosh, they sure should, there's a pretty easy way to really quickly cut through the spin and cut through the distractions with either Mr. Ernest there at the White House or the president, as they had an opportunity yesterday, and that is to just keep asking the same question until there is a definitive answer, and that is, would they have released these hostages when they released them unless they had gotten the money when they got the money? That's the beginning, middle, and end of it, isn't it? And it seems like that's a pretty simple question to answer.
Yeah, and, you know, they will say that this is nuanced. It's not part of the Iran nuclear deal. This is a, you know, a side thing, but we weren't paying money. The money was part of the original money that Iran had. I mean, there's
right.
All kinds of sides to this. But the bottom line is a cargo plane, unmarked, landed in Tehran moments before a plane with American hostages took off to Geneva, Switzerland.
Yeah,
it's pretty bizarre. Other things, the state of the campaign right now. I mean, a lot of Republicans, one hears, you don't see many names attached to these comments, but a lot of reports out there that establishment Republicans, RNC folks, are getting a little nervous about the state of the Donald Trump campaign. What are you picking up?
Yeah, I think it's there. I think panic is a strong word, but I think definite nervousness about it. You know, Mitch McConnell had advised all the Senate candidates is if Trump's poll numbers are collapsing, that they should drop him like a hot rock, in his words. I think that you're starting to see fundraising appeals. Paul Ryan sent one out saying we need to hold Congress Republican to push back against President Clinton. You know, that's in the fundraising letter. I think you're starting to see things like this that, you know, states that aren't supposed to be close, Georgia, Utah, Missouri, are close, or Clinton's leading.
And yet, I mean, listen, the news cycle this past week has not been beneficial to Mr. Trump. And yet at the same time, it could have been pretty hard on Hillary Clinton as well, considering her exclusive interview with your own Chris Wallace there on Fox News Sunday, where there's no two ways to put it. She just sort of, I guess you're supposed to say, skirted the truth or misspoke or said an untruth. But it was a remarkable moment. And I know that you've covered the email scandal quite a bit, Brett. And I don't see there's any two ways about her flat out staring at Chris Wallace saying, well, no, FBI Director Comey said this. I'm surprised that hasn't been picked up as much, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, we covered it a lot. I've seen it covered other places. I've also seen the campaign manager, Robbie Mook, go out and try to say the same exact thing that Comey essentially was giving her a free pass, saying that she was truthful to the American public. Well, and she said it last night at a campaign event. That's just not the case.
No,
and you
it's
can
not.
Play, it's like we don't have videotape. You can play the video clip, and it's diametrically opposed.
Speaking of videotape, Brett Baer.
Oh, yes, there's a little thing we need to ask.
Yeah, we haven't really been able to say this. We've been so busy with the RNC and the DNC, and you've been busy traveling in Cleveland. It's great to touch base with you again. A little thing happened in Cleveland at the RNC. It involves Stephen Colbert. Listen to this audio here. He set up a camera right by the condiment station where people in the media and delegates were going to, you know, put condiments on their hot dogs. And listen to what happened.
An hour and 50 minutes in, our condiment cam caught Fox News anchor Brett Baer, friend of the show, filling a water bottle with mustard. It's absolutely true. Here he is pumping mustard into his bottle, and he kind of looks around before he leaves. Why is Brett Baer hoarding mustard?
Brett, I mean, that's a legitimate question.
Inquiring minds want to know, Brett.
What do you know that we don't know?
It's so funny. So I appeared on Stephen Colbert's show, and we had talked about all these funny stories and kind of anecdotes, you know, stuff you do before you go on one of these shows, and he never got to any of the funny stuff. It was all serious. It was a lot of serious questions, but it worked out fine. It was great to be on. But my assistant said he is streaming this live shot of the condiment station on his Facebook page. And I thought, well, let's try to do something funny that catches his producer's eye and gets on the show. So I see the lady with the phone streaming the condiments, and I walk up with a half-full water bottle, and I kind of look around, and I squirt French's mustard into the water bottle, and then I sneak off. And I think to myself, I think that's probably going to get somebody's attention.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it did. And then we ran a kicker and explained it all the next
So day. You're just mad. But you actually put the mustard in a bottle that had water.
The water was in it. Oh, yeah.
The water was in it, yeah.
That was
so, it's not like it's not the weight loss secret. It is not that I like French's mustard.
Well, I was going to say, Brett, I mean, we did run India out there in Cleveland and in Philly, and you are looking good. You've been losing a lot of weight.
I have been. I've been trying. But it's not the mustard.
It's not the mustard. All right. Well, yeah, listen. Hey, you could come out with the Brett Baer diet
if
plan.
It works.
You betcha.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Brett. Enjoy the Olympics.
Yes.
I'm guessing you're going to watch the Olympics a little bit?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I'm excited. I know that this Olympics is getting a rough start at the beginning. And in fact, I saw a logo the other day. It had all the colors of the Olympics in mosquitoes, which is not a good not a good thing. But listen, I think it's going to be fun to watch anyway.
It will be. All right, Brett Baer, Fox News 10. Always good to have you, sir.
We'll see you.